Welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Chicago Regional Office, Veteran Benefits Administration. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. Today is Saturday, January 9th, 2021. And our host is Cliff Kelly, the governor of Talk Radio. I'm his co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith and digital media producer Manny Carzari. Today we have two panelists with us who are going to discuss women's issues relating to homelessness, PTSD, unemployment, and women and their children living in shelters. Our first guest is Madeline Haywood. She is actually a Veterans Benefits Supervisor, Counselor of the Public Contact Team. And we have Alice Harston, who is a U.S. Air Force veteran and U.S. Department Veteran Affairs Regional Chicago Office Legal Administration Specialist. Both of them have really pretty long careers in the VA system, and Madeline Harwood has worked for the Department of Veterans Affairs for over 30 years. Her VA career began at the Heinz Benefit Delivery Center in 1988. Four years later, in 1992, she took a position as a Veterans Benefits Counselor, a VBC, at the Chicago VA Regional Office. She has held many positions within the regional office. She has been a supervisor for over 10 years. She is currently the coach supervisor of the public contact team. The public contact team consists of five legal administrative specialists, LAS, and two congressional liaisons, one homeless veteran outreach coordinator, military services coordinators, and one intake specialist. Our team is responsible for congressional and White House inquiries, VA call center inquiries, and other regional office inquiries and virtual outreach events. Alice Harston grew up on the south side of Chicago, yay. She spent 10 years in the U.S. Air Force. She is a veteran who currently works as legal administration specialist for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Regional Office in Chicago, Illinois. She has 25 years serving veterans as a veteran services representative, adjudicating benefits claims. She is currently the Women Veterans Coordinator for the VA Regional Office. She also gives monthly briefings to new patients as the new patient coordinator at the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. Ms. Harston also passionately walks the veteran through the claim process, ensuring that veterans are educated on the claims process. It is an honor to have both of you here. And why don't you start us off, Madeline, telling us a little bit more about the VA Benefits Supervisor Council role and what you're actually doing at the VA.
Absolutely. My role, they call us a coach, but it's basically the supervisor. Mm-hmm. We are the face of the VA at the regional office. After you come through the entrance, the metal detectors, our area is the first you would come to. We service veterans every day. Well, as of March 18th, the office closed, and so we have been trying to find a way to service veterans. So we have done a few creative things to try to see if we can get veterans things that they need, such as letters, forms, filling out applications, filing claims, and the like. So, you know, it's changed because of COVID.
Okay.
We just do things a little different.
Oh, yes, yes. What kind of problems have you seen with COVID as far as, you know, interacting with people? I know that there's a lot of telework going on, but, you know, are there any special issues that you've seen that you really you know, feel that there's some bridges that you had to cross, or, you know, in order to make sure that people got the services they need?
Absolutely. Our office, 90% of the work that we do is interface with veterans. Mm-hmm. So all of that went away as of March 18th. Everybody in the regional office is now teleworking. So we had to be creative to be able to reach out to the veteran, because basically, we just had a sign on the door saying, we're not open. So we normally January, February, and March, we average about 1,000 veterans a month. Mm-hmm. So we had to see how we could capture their needs and help them with us being a telework.
Wow, 1,000 a month. That sounds daunting for anything you're doing, even selling ice cream cones.
Right. And yeah. As a matter of fact, in February of 2000, we saw over 1,600 veterans in February. And a lot of that came from veterans needing letters to, benefits letters. They needed tax letters because, you know, if you're a veteran and you have a certain percent, the Cook County Assessor's Office or the Assessor's Office in your area takes a certain amount off of your property tax with a letter. So we would have to give them a letter for them to present with their exemption application. So that's why it was that high in February.
Okay, great. Alice, you are... I'm looking at your background. It's just incredible. But a veteran service representative adjudicating benefits claims, and you also are working, with the women veterans as a women's veterans coordinator for the VA regional office. And we know that we were talking about the issues about homelessness, PTSD, unemployment, and women and their children living in shelters. And one of the things that we have to really have a feel for right now is that actually women have lost more jobs than men because many of them are in the service sector. Many of our veteran women who have served honorably for the country have come back and taken jobs in those types of arenas for work. So are you seeing anything, any increases or any special issues that you're confronting, especially in a COVID environment?
I see maybe an uptick in claims, veterans filing claims for PTSD, because I understand being a time like this can sometimes interfere with daily life and kind of, goes hand in hand with PTSD. I mean, emotions and stuff like that. So we do see kind of like a shift in claims. We want to encourage veterans to please not to, give up to file the claim. Sometimes they're kind of discouraged. Don't give up. I mean, if sometimes veterans, file claims, they're denied, I would say to, seek further assistance from us or even seek the assistance from a state service representative, someone to assist.
Yeah, and one of the things that, I actually was thinking about this and talking to some people about it, but, before COVID-19, I would see people on the street and I would give them money, especially if there's a veteran, I would, just dig into my pocket and give them some cash, to help them out because of what they're confronting. But now because of COVID-19, people aren't on the streets. They don't go to work downtown. They don't go to the places that, these people who are homeless right now, who normally would at least have some kind of assistance, where people can talk to them and have a social environment. Now they're, sort of locked away in different areas. I go down to Walker Drive and see that all the time and, families on the street, right? And I've gone to a homeless shelter where you see that. You see multi-generations on the street. So, in these kind of situations, what do you, what do you advise veterans to do who are in that situation? Do you have any special things that you tell them to do, as far as, taking care of the health or, potential outreach sources?
I'll take that question, Alice. One of VA's top priorities is to reduce or end homelessness among our nation's veterans. And we are directly contribute to that goal with, and I'm speaking of the Chicago VA Regional Office, with our commitment to every day of ending the veteran homelessness. As no veteran or any individual should have to be out in the streets and not have a safe place to call home. So now during these difficult times, it seems that almost everything is different and life can be challenging and overwhelming. But it's just important to know that VA homeless resources and service and care has not stopped we are still here. Mm-hmm. So VA is open and available to assist veterans here locally in Chicago and nationwide. And because of these times, we absolutely have changed the way we do business, the Chicago VA regional office. Most of our outreach is virtual.
Yeah, so we're going to help people can contact you. Is there a telephone number or website they can go to get?
Absolutely. Yes, Alice, yes. Can you give him the numbers? And any veterans can call these numbers. Can you give them the number, Alice?
I absolutely can. Numbers to reach the VA regional office are 312-980-4470. We also have a backup number, which is 312-980-4378.
Okay. Excellent. And we'll ask you to get those numbers again, you know, as we go down, down the program line.
Sure.
So that people can really... get that. Get your pens and pencils ready for it. So it's going to come back.
And actually, if you call either of those numbers during 8 to 4, and those would be the hours that we would be open anyway. We'd be open at 9 to 4. But anyway, if they call that number, you will actually get one of my intake specialists. And he will ask them for information, pass it on to one of the legal LASs, and they will call the veteran right back.
Oh, fantastic. You know,
if they call outside of hours, if they would call outside of hours, they will be able to leave a message. When we come in the next day or on Monday, we will put all of that information in the system and somebody will call them right back.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know, Alice, I was wondering, do you see any special problems with filing claims for veterans who are homeless and, you know, those with PTSD? Because many times you need to have the proper documentation, you know, and, you know, medical records and all those kinds of things, you know, to substantiate a claim. So, you know, what would you advise people to do if they are, you know, in a situation of trying to, you know, apply for a claim?
That's a really good question. One, you always want to have them to, when they come into the office or if they're filing online, we have them to submit the 526 Easy application. That's just the kind of general application to file any kind of service-connected benefits. Normally, if veterans are filing for PTSD or military sexual trauma with PTSD, we have them to file a what is called a Form 0781. It is a form that you give information. You kind of I won't say describe the incident, but you kind of give us a little bit more information about where you were, the date, and just kind of give us a little synopsis. And the Form 4138 you can submit to us, which explains how you deal on day-to-day basis, what symptoms you deal with. You can even have a spouse to fill out a 4138, which is a statement in support of claim, to also describe her experience or his experience in dealing with you on a day-to-day basis. Or we like to know that what symptoms are involved and stuff like that.
Okay.
We encourage veterans because it's a lot of, you know, shame associated with filing for any kind of mental claims, especially military sexual trauma.
Yes.
We do not judge, and it's our job to make veterans feel comfortable and completely walk them through the process. In the event it's something that we can handle, we're also willing to give a warm handoff to someone who can better assist them. Sometimes we have to speak to someone at the hospital, a rep at the hospital, a rep at the state service organization to assist the veteran more. But we are definitely going to be there to do everything that we possibly can to assist the veteran.
Okay. Yeah, that's fantastic. It's really good that you provided that, And I'm wondering, you know, also we were talking about children living in shelters, you know, women and their children. So, you know, I know that the focus is probably going to be mostly on the veteran, right, through the Veteran Benefits Administration. But what should they know about what how this affects their family structure? You know, does it, the family unit?
You want to take that, Maddie, or you want me to take that one? I'll take it. Normally, if we have female veterans who have families, we normally try to get them assistance from the VA hospitals. Mm-hmm. There is currently a HUD-DASH program for homeless veterans, and we have them to speak to a rep over at the one of the closest, maybe one of the main VA hospitals, whether it be Hines, Jesse Brown, but we kind of follow through to make sure they're being assisted.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm sorry, my phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my phone was on mute, so let me add a little to that.
Oh, sure.
Additionally, through the CARES Act, special funding has been allocated to have the VA specially support homeless veterans. That has allowed VA to place hundreds and hundreds of elderly, COVID-positive, medically high-risk, and other priority veterans into extended stay at hotels and motels for months at a time or longer to provide a safe place for them to stay until we can assist to get them in more permanent transitional and permanent housing. But what happens is this has helped because, you know, at it's hard for a woman veteran or a woman, period, with a family to get in a shelter.
Oh.
You know, it's easier for men. They'll go down to Pacific Gardens or Wales. But women, veterans with families, it's harder for them to get to a shelter. So a lot of them are living out of their cars and different things like that. But with this CARES Act, if the veteran has a family, they're putting them up as well as the veteran into hotels and motels for months right now.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that was going on. That's really an important point that women with children really are having a difficult, more difficult time than men to get into placements, right?
That's, sure.
Wow. Yeah.
And then a lot of them don't even want to go to a shelter.
Right.
You know, the guys will. They don't care. It's only them. But women with children, you know, fear.
The fear of being in that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In that environment, sure.
Yeah. And so, you know, what advice would you give to people who are in the arena of being unemployed? Because I'm sure that there's some potential, you know, benefits. I know there are training programs for veterans and such, you know, through the VA system. But is there any effort to try to help them with their unemployment status, you know, by offering them special programs, or there are some things I know that I believe the VA does some things around business, right? People who are starting businesses and doing those kinds of things. So I'm not sure if that's how that plays into this whole role.
Well, VA is really not into, you know, you have to do a small business loan. The
right.
VA is not into business loans or anything like that.
Right.
We
right.
do have our vocational rehabilitation area, but you have to at least be 20%. They will take you at 10% and kind of waive the other 10% to see if they can help you to find a job. But that's basically right now the only thing that we have, which is our VR&E program.
VR&E. Yeah, because I was wondering, because with so many people being unemployed, you know, across the nation, that's, that seems to be, you know, one of the issues that we have to pay attention to. And we still don't know, you know, I always mention that, you know, about 92% of the people who have succumbed to COVID-19 and have, you know, passed away from that are people who are 50 years old and older. And what that means for our society is that those are, you know, your people who own businesses, your college professors, your legislators, your clergy, your faith-based leaders. I mean, it goes across the board, your teachers, right?
Absolutely.
And we really have to be cognizant of what we're going to have coming out of this whole COVID thing, and that people may need to be seeking employment again, and making sure that that structure, that infrastructure is there to, you know, to really support people.
Well, not only that, when a veteran actually applies for employment, they can sometimes get a 10-point preference if they're service-connected also. Oh. And we can provide those letters. We call them a 10-point preference letter, which means that if for the federal government, if they're taking a test or if they're adding scores up for something, they'll get an extra 10 points if they're service-connected. And if they're more than 30, then they have a priority on being hired of the federal government.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're getting close to our time. Why don't you give it those numbers again, and you know, where you can be contacted, and we will, you know, then I'll ask you a couple of closing, you know, remarks. But give us those numbers again, and then we can go from there.
Okay, the numbers are 312-980-4470, and our backup number is 312-980-4378. Give them the email address also. It is vetinquiries.vba.chi@va.gov.
Okay, you want to give that one more time so people can get
it? It's all one word, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vetinquiries.vba.chi@va.gov.
Okay, excellent. Why don't you give us a little closing statement? We have about 1 minute to go. Just give us, what you're feeling about this. Each of you take about 30 seconds and just give us like a closing statement, a real quick one.
Okay, I'll go ahead.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say, as far as homelessness is concerned, the VA has a national homeless veteran hotline that is open 24/7 every day of the year.
Okay.
And that number is 877-424-3838.
Okay.
And then Chicago locally, a veteran, if they're having any problems, say, you know, right now they're sleeping in their cars or behind in their rent, you know, we're here for them. Mm-hmm. The Chicago number is 312-569-5750, and that's our Community Resource and Referral Centers. We call it the CRRC.
CRRC. Okay.
Yeah, they have great local referrals and resources and VA counselors that can provide nonstop help.
Okay, we have to close the show out now and go to a commercial break. But make a equipment, Alice, that's two words.
just want to let everybody know, don't be discouraged to file a claim. Make sure you call us and we can walk you through the process.
Okay, and it's vetinquiries.vba.chi@va.gov and 312-980-4470. 312-980-4378, and your national 24/7 877-424-3838, local Chicago CRRC is the 312-569-5750. Great to have both of you on, and we had to have you back.
Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful day. And stay with us. We are going to a commercial break, and we will be back with you again, America's Heroes Group Live.